Donald Trump accepts GOP nomination amidst dramatic assassination attempt. Texas border business. In a powerful and emotionally charged speech, former President Donald Trump accepted the Republican nomination to run for President of the United States at the Republican National Convention on July 18, 2024. The event, held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was marked by a significant display of unity and resolve following a dramatic assassination attempt on Trump's life just days earlier. A message of unity and hope. Friends, delegates, and fellow citizens, Trump began, standing before a crowd of fervent supporters. I stand before you this evening with a message of confidence, strength, and hope. 4 months from now, we will have an incredible victory, and we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country. Trump emphasized the need for national unity and healing. The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together, or we fall apart. The assassination attempt. The former president recounted the harrowing details of the assassination attempt that nearly took his life at a rally in Butler Township, Pennsylvania. As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life, Trump shared, describing the moment he was struck. It was a warm, beautiful day in the early evening. Music was loudly playing, and the campaign was doing really well. I went to the stage, and the crowd was cheering wildly. Everybody was happy. I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. Trump detailed the split-second decision that likely saved his life. In order to see the chart, I started to turn to my right. I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, "Wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet." I moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place. Secret Service heroics. The swift actions of the Secret Service were instrumental in protecting Trump during the attack. Very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet in a certain way I felt very safe because I had God on my side, Trump recounted. The most incredible aspect of what took place on that terrible evening was actually seen later. This massive crowd of tens of thousands of people stood by and didn't move an inch. Many of them bravely, but automatically, stood up looking for where the sniper would be. They knew immediately it was a sniper and then began pointing at him. A moment of providential survival. In a moment many have called providential, Trump survived the assassination attempt, attributing his survival to divine intervention. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God. Trump described the emotional scene following the attack. The crowd was confused because they thought I was dead and there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over, but I could see it. I wanted to do something to let them know I was okay. I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting and started shouting, "Fight, fight, fight!" Honoring the fallen and the brave. The attack claimed the life of Corey Comparator, a former fire chief who heroically protected his family during the shooting. Tragically, the shooter claimed the life of one of our fellow Americans, Corey Comparator. Unbelievable person. Everybody tells me unbelievable, Trump said, honoring Comparator's sacrifice. I want to thank the fire department and the family for sending his helmet and outfit, it was just something. Over the past few days, we've raised $6.3 million for the families of David Dutch, James Kopenhaver, and Corey, including from a friend of mine, just called up. He sent me a check right here. I just got it. $1 million from Dan Newland. Thank you, Dan. David Dutch, a 57-year-old former Marine from New Kensington, and James Kopenhaver, a 74-year-old resident of Moon Township, were both critically injured but are now in stable condition. Dutch suffered injuries requiring surgery, including damage to his liver and broken ribs, while Kopenhaver, a retired musician, is recovering well. A call to resolve and determination. Trump concluded his speech with a powerful call to action, emphasizing his commitment to serving all Americans. Despite such a heinous attack, we unite this evening more determined. Our resolve is unbroken, and our purpose is unchanged. To deliver a government that serves the American people better than ever before, nothing will stop me in this mission because our vision is righteous, and our cause is pure. With a promise of swift action and firm dedication, Trump stated, "No matter what obstacle comes our way, we will not break, we will not bend, we will not back down, and I will never stop fighting for you, your family, and our magnificent country." Never. Trump's acceptance of the GOP nomination marked not only a significant political event but also his followers' resilience and firm support. As he pledges to lead the country towards a new era of safety, prosperity, and freedom, the 2024 presidential race promises to be one of the most consequential in American history.